There is power in our stories. Psalms chapter 107, it says, "Great are you, Lord." And then it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story." And when we have things, you may not feel like you know the Bible well enough to tell somebody about the Bible. You may not feel like you know enough about God or all this type of stuff. But when we begin to open our mouth and we begin to say, I don't know all the Bible and stuff, but all I know is I used to be a mess and things have started to change. And God has been a core part of that. When we begin to tell our stories, incredible things happen. In John chapter 4, we have this amazing story of this woman at the well. And Jesus shows up to this woman, and it's a crazy story because he's not supposed to be talking to her. She's a Samaritan. She's a woman. He's a man. He's a Jew. It's just like chaos. And he says to her, they have this conversation, and Jesus tells her, you've been married 5 times. And he lays this out for her, and she is broken, and the Bible says that she then left that moment, walked back into her city, and the Bible says she began to tell everyone, "Come meet the man that told me everything about myself." And listen to this right here. It says, "Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony." And so I love that. When we experience God and we experience things in our lives, tell people, talk about it. It's a beautiful thing. And so today what we have in this service and in the next is we have two people who are standing up and they're going to tell their story. And I'm fired up about this first one because it's a teenager. Some of you, like, you can't imagine standing up and talking in front of people like this. We have an 11th grader named Adam who is going to stand up today and tell his story of what God has done in his life, and I could not be more excited about this. Are you ready? I hope you're ready. Come on, put your hands together for Adam. Let's go.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You know, I would be lying to you if I said my heart wasn't beating out of my chest right now, but I kind of expected that, but I'm just really excited to get up here and just share my story with you guys today, and I just wanted to start off by saying it is crazy when you ask God to use you and he actually uses you, because I've probably been walking with God for about a year now, and I've been asking him, like, all the time, like, just, "God, use me, God, use me," and, like, it doesn't matter how you do it, just in whatever way, just use me. And 2 weeks ago, I was able to preach for the first time at youth group, and that was a big step in my faith. And then right after that, Corey came up to me, and he was like, "Hey, we have this baptism Sundays in 2 weeks," and we had a list of people, and we picked out two people who we wanted to share their testimonies, and you were one of them. So, of course, I was like, on the inside, I was like, "I don't want to do that," but on the outside, I was like, "Of course, yeah, let's do it." But yeah, there's just so much power in that. When you look around, you see that God is using you, and he's definitely using me in different ways. But I just wanted to start off at the beginning, and I was born in Kansas City, a suburb of Kansas City, and I lived in there. I lived that region for 3 years-ish, and then I moved here to Minnesota, to Elk River, Minnesota. And at the young age of about 4 years, unfortunately, my dad, he did pass away in a car accident, and it was just super unexpected. And I just have, like, a vivid memory of, you know, my mom waking me up and just, you know, just letting me know that my dad passed away. And it was obviously really probably confusing for me. You know, just accidents happen, and there's nothing you can really do about it. You know, God, he gives and he takes. And it was just, that was what happened. And, you know, there wasn't much you could do about it. But it definitely hit me and my brother hard, and especially my mom. It hit her hard too. But, yeah, so my mom was a widow for about a little over a year probably. And we were living in Elk River. And then after a while, my mom ended up, she started to date again, and she started dating Aaron Newbert, if you know who that is. So it was just a really weird point in my life where it was like I had this family of me, my brother, my mom, and dad, and then my dad passed away, and it just all happened really fast. And then my mom ended up getting married to Aaron, and then, which he was previously divorced and already had three kids. So we ended up moving to Sauk Center from there. And so it was just a really weird time, really unexpected, probably confusing for me at such a young age. But me, my brother, and my mom moved here, and we lived in this small yellow house behind a Subway with like seven people. So super cramped. But it was definitely fun though, having three new siblings. But that was that. And so it was a blended family. It was just really weird. But as far as my spiritual life growing up, I had, you know, strong Christian parents. I went to church every Sunday, and you know, that was that. And I always had this belief of God. And I feel like for probably a lot of you here who grew up in the church, you probably had the belief of God, but there wasn't really a relationship, and that's how it was for me. So, you know, I went to church every Sunday, and it was what it was. And you know, I didn't love going to church, but I didn't hate it. It was just something that I did every Sunday. But yeah, like I said, there wasn't much relationship. And when I moved here, we started going to the Baptist church that's that way. And I went there for about like 7 years, and it was good, you know, going to Sunday school every Sunday, and you know, I liked it. And but as I started to grow up, you know, I could tell there was not a lot of youth there, and I just felt like I needed a change. And so I heard about RLC, and I always kind of knew about it, and I knew that they had a pretty good youth group going here. And once I hit sixth grade, I decided that, you know, I wanted to come here and do that. And once my parents said I could go, and I came here in my sixth grade year, and I loved it. It was fun. You know, I definitely felt like I could feel God more than I ever had. So that was great. But as I started getting into my middle school years, that was when I started to struggle. I started to drift away from God. And that was when, like, sin started entering my life more than ever. But, I definitely was not surrounded with the best people. I kind of put myself in situations where I just had to really go against God. And those middle school years, it wasn't really about what God thought about me. It was more just like I wanted to be popular. You know, I wanted to be cool. I wanted to have friends. So I didn't really care about the sin I was committing. I don't care about what God thought. So, you know, I was just trying to be liked. So I did whatever I could to do that. And unfortunately, that brought me into different things that I didn't want to be in. But I just lost all my connection with God, and it wasn't about him anymore. But going into, like, ninth grade, I mean, there was just a lot of different sin that I was struggling with, whether it was lust, lying, swearing, just like I was just doing whatever I could just to be liked. And you know, I didn't really care at that point, if I'm being honest with you, which it just wasn't a great part of my life. But you know, I didn't even realize I was making these mistakes because I just pushed God to the side. I was just ignoring him and I didn't care. But after a while, I wasn't going to youth group for like a couple of years. I just stopped going completely. But then, I'm not really sure what it was, but I don't know if somebody told me, but I started going to youth group again. And I think that was a good stepping stone just to getting back in my relationship with them. But if I'm being honest, nothing was really changing too much. But I'd started going back to youth group, and then I was still going to church every Sunday. And I actually made the switch to come to RLC on Sundays, probably like my ninth grade year. So I'd been still going to church every Sunday. I started to go to youth group a little bit more, but it was a lot of the same stuff. But there was one Sunday, I'm not really sure. It was probably like the summer of 2022. And I'm not even really sure what Kyle preached, but I think there was just something that it just changed my heart. And I really just looked at my life and I was like, I just realized that I was, everything I was doing was so wrong. And just in that time, it was probably the first time I ever just like looked at God and I like actually repented for the things that I've done. And that was probably the first step into where I am now. And so that was a big moment in my life. So then after that, I started consistently coming to youth group. I was still coming to church every Sunday, but it was definitely, I had like the thought of God at least, you know, like he was kind of there, and I could see myself starting to change a little bit. But one youth group, I believe, there was an announcement about this missions trip that we had the opportunity to go on, and I was just old enough to be able to go on it. And growing up, I had always wanted to go on a missions trip just because, you know, I've always wanted to be able to help people, you know, who were less, not as fortunate as me. And it's just something that I always wanted to do and just to go out of the country and experience that. But right when I heard about this missions trip, I just knew instantly, like, I wanted to go on this. And it was to El Salvador, and I just knew this would be a great opportunity for me to, you know, to help people and to hopefully grow in my relationship with God. So once I heard about this, I asked my parents, and I knew I wanted to do this, and they said it was okay. So I started raising money and doing those things. And in between from when I heard about the missions trip until when I actually went, this 3 months was probably the biggest, it was the most impactful time I've had in my relationship with God, because right after we heard about it, we went to this conference called the Called Conference, and it was a really, it was basically this conference where, with a bunch of people who were going on missions trips or like who felt called into ministry and whatnot. But it was just a really powerful time, and while I was there, we got this discipleship material because we wanted to be prepared going into the missions trip, not just like obviously do nothing, because that wouldn't be good. But that's when I decided I just wanted to go all in. And you know, they gave us like this book and videos to watch, and they literally just told us, like, we need to spend time with them every single day. So I was like, all right, like, I got to do this if I, you know, want to make an impact. But, yeah, so I was just, during that time after that, I was just reading my Bible every day. This is the most I'd ever spent my time with God, and that just helped me so much during that time. And then once the time came to go on the trip, before I didn't really know what to expect, I was like, I just had no clue what was going to happen going into it. But when we got there, it was just super cool, just the place itself. But, you know, I could probably talk for an hour about the trip, but if I had to pull, like, one story away from it, I would say our second day after, like, we did these programs where we'd, like, sing and dance for these kids and then, like, pray for them. And after our very first one, we were eating lunch in this church, and one of the main people who were there, who were kind of leading us, she asked us to just pray and ask God to give us a vision of a kid or just somebody that we should go and talk to or pray for. And I had never received a vision from God or heard him or heard his voice before, so I didn't really know. I didn't really expect to hear anything from him, if I'm being honest. But you know, I prayed. I was praying hard, and at the very end, I had this vision of this little boy with like a shaved head and a yellow stripe on his shirt. And I didn't know if it was from my own head or if it was from God. But then somebody in our same group had the same vision of the same kid. And I was like, that's really weird. But I honestly, I didn't even know if it was really from God, because I just didn't know if it was from God or from me. But it was like our very last program. Like, it was like the fourth day we were there, our very last one. I still hadn't seen this kid, so I was like, all right, maybe he was just not even from God at all. But I was just looking around, and in the distance, I saw this short little kid with a shaved head and a yellow stripe, and I was like, oh, I don't know if that's him, you know? I was trying to tell myself it wasn't because I was too scared to go pray for him. But then the kid who had the same vision, he was like, dude, I think that's him. Like, we should probably go pray for him. So I was like, are you sure? He was like, yeah, we should go pray. I was like, okay. So I went over and prayed for him, and it was just like a powerful moment because I was like, yeah, I think this is the kid. And I realized that, you know, God had given me something, and, you know, he answered it. So that was just a really powerful moment. And then one more thing I could share on this trip was, it was like the second to last night we had a dinner where everybody was together and they made food, and it was a great night. But at the end of the night, they had this illustration where they brought up a whole bunch of people, and they got like flags from all over the world. And they did this really beautiful illustration of like how many people are on this earth and like how many countries there are and how many people need Jesus. And they were just showing like how little like missionaries there are. And it was really powerful. And at the end of it, this guy came up and just asked if anyone had, you know, felt called into missions or to be a missionary during that time. And I could just feel the Holy Spirit telling me, like, that was me. And so he said, just, if that was you, get up and walk to the front. And so I just heard God. He was like, that's you. You should go up. So I got up. I went. And they had everybody, like, praying for me. And I was just, like, breaking down crying, which I never really had before. So it was just a really emotional time. But it was so powerful. It was, like, the first time I felt God's presence on my life. So that was just amazing. So then after the trip, that trip definitely changed my life. Like, it was incredible. And that was like when I started to really go all in for God, and it was more about him and less about me. But, you know, after the same summer, I got to also go to church camp, which was my second time going and my first time in like 4 years. And that was also an amazing experience. And, you know, after those two, I just got to grow closer to God. And I really just, it was just a really amazing time. And, you know, I grew to know him so much more. And ever since then, I've been consistently getting into the Bible. I've been spending more time with him every single day. And it's just been such a huge switch up in my life. Like, he took me from, like, my 10th grade year where I had, like, I didn't even care about him at all. And in, like, 1 year, he completely changed my life. And it was just, it was so incredible to see him do that. But I think the reason was I just lived such a complacent life. Like, it just, there wasn't really any consistency, and I just didn't really care. But once I found that desire for God, the desire to want him more, it was just so incredible. And I hope that the same for you guys. Like, if you're living, like, you're not living consistently, and it's just hard to open your Bible every day, I just hope that you guys will find a desire for him and that you will just want to know him more. But, you know, I've been praying and asking God, like, you know, just to speak through me in this time. And I think Kyle kind of touched on this a little bit, but what he told me, he was like, your story has so much value. Your testimony has so much value, even if you don't realize it. Like, I'm not going to come up here and say that my story was, like, super crazy or, like, something supernatural happened, but it's crazy, like how you can change someone's heart just by telling them, like, how you came to God. Like, just like when you gave your life to him, that in itself is something so powerful, and we need to share those things. So, man, I just pray that you guys will be led by the Holy Spirit to share your testimony with somebody, whether it's your family member, your friend, coworker, whoever it is. You know, I just hope you guys will be able to share your testimonies, because it really is a powerful thing. So, that's all I really have, but I just want to pray, and then I'll hand it over to Corey here. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this time that we would be able to come together. And God, I just pray that, God, that we will be able to find the desire for you. And God, that we will stop living these complacent lives, but that we will just want to know you more and want to know you better. And that, God, that we can also share our testimony with others, Lord, and that we will do whatever it takes to have one more growing in Christ, God. And I just, God, we thank you for everything you do in our lives. We thank you for all the blessings, Lord. And I just pray this in your name. Amen.
Wow. That's good. Yeah, it was super interesting because we were, Kyle and I were talking about, who are we going to have share? And I was like, well, Adam's supposed to preach tomorrow night. Let me see how he does. and he killed it on Wednesday night. So I was like, dude, I would love for you to share again. And I, you know what? Adam's story is so, I think it's super powerful. A lot of times as we tell our own story, we think of our own story. We think it's really not that big. Like when we sat down and talked, he's like, what do I have to say? He's like, I grew up in church. I never really was a bad kid. I never did anything wrong. I don't know what I have to say. And so many of us have that, right? Even if we didn't grow up in church or whatever, you're just like, man, my story's not as cool as the next person's. But his story speaks to so many people. Some of the things I just think about that he went through, the first thing he said, it's crazy to ask God to use you, and he actually does. Some of you are in this place and you're thinking, man, I've never really been used by God before. I've never really heard his voice before. Adam's been asking continually for the last how many months, God, use me, use me, use me, and it happens. I would ask how many of us are doing that, right? He had a dad who died in a car accident when he was super young. Like the trauma that inflicts, the transition of moving into this house with all these people that's just crazy. There's so many of these things that maybe we haven't gone through the same exact thing, but it speaks to us. And I hope that you see that God is talking to you this morning through this young man who is saying, hey, he went through it. I helped him through it. I can help you through it too. Trauma, transition, growing up knowing about God. How many of us in this place could say, yep, I knew about God growing up, but I never had that relationship? That is us. And I want to get back to this, but I think when I was talking to Kyle about Adam and having him come and share, that is the main thing, that idea of just watching this young man be on fire for God now. I wish you could see him come to worship nights. Just the other night, we were sitting right here, standing right here, and there was us and the Hispanic church in town got together and had this worship night, and he was worshiping God with everything he had. 2-3 years ago, that would not have happened in Adam's life. He was so far away from God that he didn't even realize that he was living a life that wasn't what God wanted. We can get to that point. Even coming to church, we can get to the point where we are so blind to how we are living and how much we're missing out from God. But I think the main thing for me, and this is kind of going back to this, is when he went on this missions trip, when he signed up, I was like, oh boy. Because he was starting to go in the right direction, but he's one of those guys where I would see him at school. I go to the school every Wednesday and say hi to the kids and hang out, and he'd be one of those kids that I'd be like, hey, are you coming to youth tonight? And he'd be like, yeah, maybe if I don't have anything else going on, you know, type of a thing. And I was like, oh, all right. He lived a complacent life. And he came on this trip, and I was like, all right, God, you got to do something here. You got to show up. And I've known the Newbert family for a while, and we're praying for him. And the transformation that happened in that moment. This is another plug for missions trips, but this is just another plug because it happened before he even went on the trip. It happened when he started reading the Bible every day because he had to go on this trip, right? It started in the discipleship stuff, just spending more time with God. And he said something right towards the end. He said, it became more about him and less about me. And he said, I found the desire for God that I didn't have before. And if I could sum it up into like one sentence for Adam, what I see in his story and what I see as a pastor, just to be frank, in so many people's lives, is this life of complacency. But when you find that desire for God, however that happens for you in his word, going on a mission trip, surrounding yourself with the right people, going from complacency to commitment, going from complacency to this desire. And that's what I've seen in Adam, and that's what I want to challenge you with his story, is to see a young teenager, a teenage boy nonetheless, right? Who, I mean, you think about teenage boys, you think of making a mess of their life, you think of disrespect, you think of not giving a rip, just wanting to have fun. And now you see a young man before you, and I wish you knew him like I did, because you could see how genuine his heart for God really is. Does he still mess up? Oh yeah, I still get angry at him at times. We still have conversations about things, but his genuine heart for God, he has gone from complacency to seriously living for God. We're gonna respond. Music team, you can come. We're gonna respond to this. There's a lot of things that came out of Adam's story. There's a lot of things that came out of the stories from our baptisms this morning. I believe that God has probably spoken something to you this morning. Maybe it's something that you're struggling with that you need to move forward on. Maybe it's something that he's been doing in your life that's actually been like a really good thing, and he wants you to recognize it. He wants you to thank him for it. He wants you to celebrate it. Maybe he wants to just encourage you this morning. Maybe you've been hearing a story and you're like, yep, I was there. Wow, I actually am moving in the right direction. That's a powerful thing to understand too. So whatever it is for you, whatever God has been speaking to you this morning through any of these stories, I just want you to respond. We're gonna have a full song here, 4 minutes or so. And you can sing along if you want to. You can close your eyes and just pray and listen for God's voice. You can thank him, you can cry out to him, whatever you need to do. So why don't you stand with me all over this place? I'm gonna pray and then we're gonna respond. Also during this time, during this last song, we're gonna have our prayer teams available, because we didn't do it at the beginning, but every Sunday we wanna give you an opportunity to be prayed for. So maybe it's something that God spoke to you, or maybe there's just something going on in your life that you need prayer for. So we're gonna have prayer teams up front, and we're also gonna have one in the back if you would like prayer. So let me pray and then we'll do that. God, I just thank you for speaking to us today through other people. So many times we say things like, man, I've never heard God speak to me before. God, you speak to us through your word. And God, you speak to us through other people, through other people's testimonies even. God, I believe this morning that you have put something on every person's heart here. Whether they've heard it or not, God, you're trying to speak. So God, I pray, even maybe they haven't heard anything yet, but during this next song, as we just reflect, as we respond, you speak. So continue, God. We open ourselves up to you. We want you to move. In Jesus' name.